Welcome everybody to the Scary Dad Podcast. We got a little special for you guys tonight. Got an interview with a very good friend of the program who has some exciting things to tell you about an upcoming con that's going to be coming up for a second year. But we got our very good friend, Mr. Jacob Schaefer.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's happening, everybody?
Good to have you with you. Good to see you, man. It's been a while since we've been able to get together, bro.
It's been a little bit, man.
Things have been hectic with work and everything. And
life, man.
What kind of stuff have you been up to? What kind of shows have you been to lately? I know you've been hitting kind of the toy shows and everything and some of the comic book shows and stuff. Been seeing some cool stuff out there?
Oh, definitely, man. I've been... I very much attempt to make it out to every show that I can, you know, like Houston Collector Showcase, you know, or we also go out to, you know, the Northwest Toy Show, do my best to get out to all of them, all the ones that are here locally or whatever, so that way that I can, you know, commiserate and talk with folks and, you know, get to know people and, you know, and just, you know, basically spread the word out about, you know, Eastern Rim as well as just, you know, make those connections with people so that way that... For me, I like to look at these shows as like sister shows, you know.
Yeah.
I like to look at them as a way for, you know, all of us to have like an interaction and a connection so that we can, you know, serve our communities and and be able to sort of, you know, have this, you know, the hands of nerddom, you know, go throughout the land and, you know, support each other and make sure that, you know, we all are taking care of our folks and giving the opportunity for everybody to be able to connect in a really positive way.
Right, and that's what it's all about is just the community.
Exactly.
Itself, you know, growing off of each other.
Exactly.
And that's the way it should be, you know. Mm-hmm. And, there's no infighting with us. Everybody, you know, all the fandoms just kind of intertwine with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, you can find something to love with all of them, just like with our horror shows, with our comic book shows, everything. You know, beautiful thing. Well, of course, we're here to talk about Eastern Rim.
Okay, cool.
So give us a little rundown of the history, how it went last year, and what we got to look forward to this year.
Okay, sure, not a problem. Of course, when we first started out, which we had a show before we were Eastern Rim under another name, we were inspired by Don Price's Son of Houston Con show. And the thing is that Don's was, you know, basically like a golden age, you know, collector showcase. And I went and checked it out, and it really kind of inspired me. And so we created a show, and it was just, you know, once again, just a dealer's room, and it was very successful. We, you know, had probably about 150 people run through the doors without our name out there or anything like that. And, you know, we were very, very lucky to have that. And I always say this to people. In fact, I was talking to some folks about this earlier today, is that Eastern Rim sort of has a mind and a soul of its own. And out of nowhere, people start showing up. You know, and saying like, "Hey, man, you know, do you wanna have cosplay?" And of course, that was Randy L. Ariachi Garza.
He's a wonderful asset to have with any comedy.
You got
he helped
man.
Us out with Scary Dad a lot. He's very passionate and he puts everything into it, man.
Absolutely,
he takes ownership and he wants to run with it.
Yeah, man, that's a wonderful thing about
Randy. You almost got to slow him down a little bit. He gets really, really excited about stuff.
Just wind him up and let him go, man. and I tell you, man, you know, he was one of the key factors, you know, that brought the concept of cosplay to us. And then after that, you know, the show was like, no, I want more. And so all of a sudden, you know, we had panels, you know. Randy mentioned about having Jannard Harper coming on and do a panel. Of course, you know, he's a young filmmaker here in Houston doing horror, and his stuff is just like tremendous. It's amazing, you know. And I know that y'all had him on your show, Scary Dad, you know. And the great thing about that is that he came on with his actors and actresses and stuff, and had a great panel. And actually, that night, then the following day, they came and they shot here at the Promise Center where we had their show originally, and they were able to finish their film. You know, without us, they weren't going to be able to do that. And so the in the process of them shooting the film, I was the turnkey, so I was here and saw all of it and experienced it all and saw the makeup and everyone making, you know, quick bologna sandwiches and running out there and doing a scene, you know, 8, 9, 10 times, you know, and people falling out cars and, you know, makeup and walking down the road with, you know, gunshot wounds and all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the things that come with the theatrics of doing the movie and lights, and it was just terrific. I had a couple of actually my former students, because I'm a teacher, who came down and helped and, you know, did some grip work and, you know, and that kind of stuff. And so it was just a communal and tremendous experience. But none of that would have happened had the con not said, hey, man, you know, I want to do something more. Let's have some panels. And so, you know, Randy brought some folks on, and, you know, I got the idea, and I asked some authors and writers to come along. You know, we had Lisa Vasquez, Jay Mazur, you know, we had Christine Nix, and, you know, we had like a whole group of people. And so when our show came together, I mean, we were a hodgepodge of like what a large con is. You know, we had a, like I said, toy vendors. We had comic book vendors. We had
records.
All the kind of stuff.
Arts and crafts. There was tons of stuff.
Vintage stuff. You know, I mean, all kinds of really cool old stuff. And so with that, we had cosplay. We had Merle the cosplay dog. We had all sorts of interactions and connections. You know, we had Richard from Bedrock, who actually showed up. The guy who owns Bedrock. You know, the great guy, always helps us out. You know, helps promote and everything. He was here himself. You know, which was, you know, just amazing. And, you know, we had Dennis from Houston Collector Showcase. You know, and David Rutledge, and, you know, just the whole crew of people.
Yeah.
And it was such a tremendous outpouring of folks that, I mean, literally that day, we never had a slow floor other than maybe like for 30 minutes close to the end of the day, because we closed at 5. So about 4:30, it was a little bit of a lull, but that's because everybody was in a panel and they came out and filled up the floor again. We had at the very least 300-400 people run through the
It was a great show, man. I was here. I enjoyed it. It was great to see everybody get together. Mm-hmm. You know, I know most of the faces, but I love it when you see it. It's like a family reunion every time everybody gets together. You know, you had Davey was here.
Yeah, Davey Jones, Brian Salinas.
Who was awesome. It was a great day, man, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is this, is that, you know, everybody, you know, did okay. You know, everyone had a great time. Everyone, you know, connected. I mean, and I couldn't ask for anything better, anything more. And I was so happy. Now, the problem that occurred, you know, is that we had too many people running through our, you know, our area that was, you know, not designated for, you know, 300 or 400 people, if you know what I'm saying. And so a good problem presented itself. Is like, well, if we do this again next year, we can't do it here at the Promise Center. It's not enough room.
Right. That's a good thing. It's a good problem to have.
Yep. And, well, like I said, to sort of relay our business model is not to make money. Okay, so let me sort of explain what I mean. The Promise Center is a 501c3 nonprofit where we provide services to the community. We have like after school tutorials for kids on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and, you know, like first grade through fifth grade, and we have leadership camps in the summer where kids, you know, learn how to become leaders. They meet like the mayor, and they meet the superintendent, they meet the board of regents for our college. You know, we take them to different places, colleges, you know, Holocaust Museum, give them experiences that they would not normally have, show them how to network and show them how to have like business lunches and things like that. We have that. We have science camps in the summer. This year it's going to be an art camp. We have health fairs. We have we give away 500 backpacks every summer. We have folks from who are in Congress, you know, who provide us with that. And so we have a lot of things that we do, and poetry nights, you know, and the con is part of it, you know. And so in the process of all that, I'm on a bunch of boards, and I have a lot of connections with people in the community. And through those connections, we were able to reconnoiter a new location for us over at Lee College, mm-hmm. you know. And it was, once again, we're not here to make money. We're here to provide a service for the community so that people can have a great time. We're not charging anything to get in the door, you know, and we're going to do that as long as we possibly can. You know, we're not charging for parking. You know, our charge for vendors is like literally almost nothing. It's $30. Okay. But check it out. If they provide something for our silent auction, that's $5 off. Okay. And that other $5 is going to go back to Lee College to help the kids and the students there.
Okay.
You know, so basically we're making, out of the $30, we're making potentially $20. And that's literally just so we can put it back in the con and keep the
promise
store open, yep. You know, keep the doors open. So that way that we can continue to do this. We want to provide the community a world-class con experience without the con price.
Right.
You know, because, you know, no offense to any of the big cons, they got to make their money. I completely understand. I'm not downgrading anybody at all, but it's not cheap, you know, to get in the door, to find parking.
Right.
You know, and you know, what you, once you're there at the con, you know, then you want to, you know, look around, but you also want to pick up a couple of things here, you know, comics, whatever it is.
Basically, you spend a lot of money to go and spend a lot of money.
Exactly. Exactly. And so we want to kind of cut out the middleman and provide that to the community, you know, broader community.
The great thing about your con is, and cons like this, is that someone can go and experience everything with a con for free.
Yes.
You don't have to spend any money. You don't exactly. But you can go in and you can experience it all. You can see the people. You can see the items. You, you can pick up stuff and hold them. You can see the vintage comic books. You can see the arts and crafts. You can meet people.
Yes.
For no, you can get the whole experience for no charge.
That's right. And so ultimately, what you know, it's a way to connect the community. It's a way to bring people to Baytown. It's a way to you know, really do some stuff. Now, we were very lucky because the major entities in Baytown, so our school district and our city, our library, Lee College, have all gotten behind us. You know, we went to the city and you know, they threw some hotel motel funds at us. You know, we're working on getting some stuff set up with that. You know, I can't really talk about that right now because of, you know, legal stuff. But, you know, you working at Comic Palooza, you know what I'm talking about. But like I said, we're going to be releasing some stuff here very soon. Some folks are going to be coming. We have a 7,000 square foot location now, as opposed to, you know, not that.
Now, I did enjoy the Promise Center because it's just kind of a really homey feeling.
Yeah.
It was a real warm feeling coming in here and stuff, as opposed to, you know, a huge arena or anything like that.
Exactly.
But I'm still looking forward to the new location, of course, just to see how much the con can grow.
Definitely. And like I said, it's a wellness center slash a retrofitted gym that they have there at Lee College. And like I said, it's a huge, 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 massive. We're going to have, instead of like one panel room with, you know, just like five panels for the day, we're going to have two panel rooms. And because we went from being a one-day con to a two-day con, we're going to have 24 panels that, you know, throughout the con. And we're going to have, you know, Scary Dads is going to do a podcast, you know, discussion at one of our panels. You know, we're going to have just a whole bevy of writers and artists and folks to, you know, talk about and discuss, you know, the love of comics, the love of pop culture, and the whole nine yards. It's become something of an entity. Like I said, you know, our con is just like, man, you know, I want to be bigger. You know, I want this. I want to be able to serve more people. And, you know, by God, it's just comes and it arrives, and we have people who are helping us out, who are giving us, you know, assistance, and, you know, who are putting, you know, their backs into it. And I can't, like I said, I can't thank them enough. And I'm so grateful to everyone who's thrown down with us. And like I said, you know, in the end, everyone who's helping out understands that what we're doing isn't, you know, to just make money or
just
whatever.
For the love of the
Exactly. It's to provide a service to the community. But the service that we're providing is a connection, you know, to that pop culture, to that childhood, to that understanding of who we are as people through the words that we read and the pictures that we see and how we interact with our world through those two pieces of medium.
Right. Well, give us a little rundown as far as dates.
Sure.
And just some of the things people can look forward to seeing when they get here.
Okay. It's going to be April 13th and 14th of 2019, obviously. The Saturday day is going to be from 10 to 6. Sunday is going to be from 10 to 5. We're going to have a lot of folks coming out. You know, Pete Adame is going to be back out there, Retro Bandit. Dennis is going to be out there with the Houston Collector Showcase. David Rutledge. You know, we're going to have Fred Aguilar, who had all the records, you know, along with Pete Adame. We're going to have Augustine and his son, who are going to be, you know, doing perler beads and selling art and shirts and stuff. We're going to have, and by the way, his son his name is Diego, and that's he's like my nephew. So, you know. we're going to have a lot of authors, Greg Kelso. We're going to have JT Morse out there, JT Haven. My bad. We're going to have Thackeray Prince, who does the comic book covers, where she takes like old rundown comics and rearranges them and creates, you know, art from that. Bedrock's going to be out there again this year. We're going to have a whole array of writers and artists and, you know, just a whole group of people. So it's going to be a terrific, amazing event. And like I said, we're going to have, it's going to be huge. You know, it's going to be, we have like 90 tables let out, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
You know, and we have something like, you know, 60-ish vendors, you know, so it's you know, we're full, you know, you know, the other day we had some, you know how things kind of switch out with cons, and so we had to sort of figure out some creative math to get some folks in or whatever,
right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, I know how I can go. I mean, yeah. That first year for Scare Dad, we had this room booked, mm-hmm. and then we had to get the room next to it, then we had to get the room next to mm-hmm. it because it just kept growing and growing and growing.
Exactly.
But yeah, you definitely got to...
Right.
Everybody that wants to be a part of it, you got to try to get them in exactly. there, you know?
Oh, speaking of which, Scary Dad's going to have a table there, too, so you better come and check them out, guys. but yeah, man, it's going to be just a tremendous show and outpouring. We're going to be promoting through certain media, hopefully radio and, you know, television after a fashion. I'll explain that as soon as it, you know, comes to fruition. And so we're just going to be, you know, really working hard and getting the word out and getting everybody hyped up about it. And, you know, and we're going to do our thing. You know, we're going to, Laura Guerra, who is, our artist in command in terms of how our look is, and, you know, he's making our flyers. And so we're in the process of putting all that stuff together. His brother is going to be there selling shirts. It's, like I said, it's a community thing. It's a family thing. You know, and we want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to really connect and to really, you know, interact with everyone mm-hmm. and, you know, have a great time. And so just, you know, keep that in mind, man. We got some really great folks coming, and you can check us out on our website, EasternRimCon.com. So EasternRimCon.com, you know, and our Facebook page as well. Just put, you know, Eastern Rim Funny Book and Vintage Con. You'll find us. You know, go like our page, and, you know, keep on there, so that way we can update y'all with what's coming. Because, like I said, we're going to be making some announcements probably this weekend, if not Monday, about who's coming.
That's okay? Great, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And similar panels to last year, as far as
there's going to be some similar panels. We're going to have some writers. We're going to have some artists. We're going to have some folks presenting. Gennard's going to be there again. We're going to have some cosplay panels. Fairy LaFay is going to be there. Sir Nick Justice from San Antonio is going to be there. Amanda Phillips, you know, our local standard bearer for the cosplay folks here, you know, who's very successful there at Comic Palooza. She's going to be there as well. She has more of a role with us, because she's going to be basically in charge of the cosplay situation, and so she's going to be having all that set up. This is just a new development that literally happened just the other day, like literally yesterday or the day before. You know, so we're very happy to have her on board as part of our team, you know, and it's going to be terrific. We're going to have the nerd communities and the geek communities out there, you know, we're going to have Fuel the Geek, you know, Tony Wilson. We're going to have James Chisholm and
Nerdfest.
And then we're going to have, you know, Bob Camacho, Bobarinos, like to call him, you know, Nerds of Anarchy. We're going to have the Comics Imaginarium out there. We're going to have, you know, a whole bevy of folks. And a couple of weeks, like I said, we're still working on the details or whatever, but a couple of weeks before we have the con, we're going to have like a hard release here at the Promise Center, where we're going to have a bunch of people come out, and, you know, we're going to have our dignitaries, and, you know, we're going to live stream it, and, you know, just, you know, keep an eye out. Like I said, I'll put the date out on our website and on our Facebook page, but keep an eye out, because, you know, we're going to hopefully, you know, consume the airwaves with, you know, what's going on. And it's going to be, like I said, just a really great and tremendous sort of situation that we have going on here.
You know, what's crazy is about Bob. You know, Bob's a good friend. I've been knowing Bob for a while now.
Yeah.
And remember, we did a show with him a while back. And that time, Nerds of Anarchy was about to hit 1,000 members.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's blown up so much since then, man. And it's primarily because of him.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody loves Bob. He promotes it well. Yeah. He keeps a good environment there.
Yeah, he does.
Nerds of Anarchy is a group. Nerdfest is a good group. And all these groups are found on Facebook, everybody, just so you can go check them out. And, of course, Fuel the Geek, which Tony's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life, man. Exactly. I love that dude so much, dude. He's such a good person.
Yeah, he is, man. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, all three of those guys, Nerdfest and Nerds of Anarchy and Fuel the Geek, are all thrown down, and they're going to be sponsors, you know, for us this year in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we can't thank them enough, because the thing is, that for you to have something successful, especially, you know, grassroots like what we're doing, you know, you have to have buy-in from the community, you know, and the broader community. And, you know, those guys have been down since day one, man, you know, and I can't ask for any better help and any better folks than those guys to really, you know, throw down with us and promote things and really bring it about in a way that is, you know, connected, you know, man. Like I said, all our stuff is about connection. All our stuff is about bringing people together. All our stuff is about having a great time and making it accessible, you know what I'm saying? Accessible to the broader community, accessible to the, you know, everyone who wants to come and be a part of it, you know, to have a great time, to, you know, boogie down and, you know, really enjoy the culture and the nerddom.
And very family-friendly event,
yes.
I can say from experience, you know, bring the kids, bring us a way to introduce the kids to to the culture.
Yeah.
It's a truly beautiful thing that you've put together. You know, I'm so excited about the second year. Lee College this year, which is in relation to Promise Center.
Where okay, it's literally down the road. So you pass Lee College on the way over here. It's on 200 Lee Drive. So when you're coming in from wherever you are outside of Baytown, you know, probably either I-10 or 146, you're going to just come into the heart of Baytown. You'll see Lee College because there's a big sign. And you'll, like I said, it's 200 Lee Drive, and we'll have stuff out there to direct you and everything. You know, we're going to have a whole, you know, complement of folks, of volunteers. You know, I just got with the anime club over at Lee College, and, you know, we have a bunch of sturdy, you know, strapping young guys and gals who are going to be out there helping and supporting us and, you know, being the volunteers that we need. Like I said, we're going to have a cosplay contest. It's going to be on Sunday. There's going to be cash prizes, and we are going to have, you know, like a real deal cosplay setup. And you can go to our website and check out the information here very soon. We're about to put all that stuff up right now. Like I said, we're just kind of working on the logistics and the infrastructure of getting everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, here in the next couple of days, you'll be able to sign up soon to be either become a volunteer if you're looking to do that, or, you know, get into the cosplay contest as well.
Okay.
And so we just have a full array of stuff that's happening, you know, chock full of crazy stuff, you know, Saturday and Sunday, and, you know, we're just very happy about it, and we can't wait for
I'm excited, man. Like I said, I can't wait to see how much has grown from last year.
Yeah.
I mean, last year was just a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. Everybody I talked to that came out, I got the guys from Serenicide to come out to check it out. They had a great time.
They actually have a table at our pond this year, too.
So, yeah, so it's all about the community, growing each other, man. That's what it's all about, brother.
Exactly.
Okay, so website and everything one more time?
It's going to be www.easternrimcon.com. So www.easternrimcon.com. And of course, just Eastern Rim Con
on
Facebook. And, you know, if y'all need something, man, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? It's for the community. It's for y'all. We're not charging anything to get in the door. And we want everyone to have a great time and have a blast. And, you know, there are other things that are developing, and we'll let you know about that as we go along. You know, we'll be revealing some names of who's coming here in the next couple of days. Just keep a lookout for that. And, you know, we want your face in the place, superheroes.
Come and check it out. You don't want to miss it, for sure. Well, we appreciate the time.
Man, thank you so much,
man. And look forward to the show, man.
You got it.